You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Frank Corto, the president of Draft Party USA, which helps bar owners plan successful fantasy draft parties, even if they don't have the time or experience to do so. Frank, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, what advice would you offer a bar owner for throwing a Vegas-style fantasy football draft party, which these fantasy drafts are not too off in the far distance?
I hear you. Planning ahead is very important. We always start with planning ahead, a year-long campaign that cycles through the major sporting events throughout the year and kind of focus on those times to introduce new stages of the program. It's not easy to replicate a Vegas style event. You know, there is only one Las Vegas, and the fact that we built this business here in Las Vegas at some of the amazing venues on the Las Vegas Strip, it really speaks volumes of what we can do for bars and sports bars and restaurants and hotels and pools all over America. We're pretty excited about this year and what's to come after that as well.
How has the popularity and culture of fantasy football draft parties changed in the last few years?
The popularity of the draft party itself is growing along with the entire industry. What you see is a lot more diversity in the player pool, the people participating. You know, where it used to be a small segment of the market, the stereotypical football fans, now it's a wide-ranging thing from family to office friends and a wide network of people that are participating and enjoying, NFL Sundays and managing their fantasy football team. So the draft, being the annual event where everyone gets together, it becomes a real celebration, something to look forward to, and it creates some accountability for people to draft well and be involved in fantasy and become knowledgeable in it, because your reputation is going to be on the line. And when you show up next year to the draft party, you want to be able to hold your head high and have a strong showing, not be the team that didn't make the playoffs. So I think you're going to continue to see it rise in popularity. You see on TV, they have entire shows dedicated to fantasy football strategy and football with a fantasy spin to it. And these are the kind of things that you're going to continue to see. From our perspective, we just want to continue to keep people on track to make this annual event everything it can be and really make them the star of the show and let the location reap the benefits of offering these type of events.
How does a bar owner begin the process of offering fantasy draft parties?
So a bar would begin the process of offering fantasy draft parties by creating an advertising campaign, identifying the pieces of inventory within their location, how many different draft parties could they have going on at the same time, where are the premium locations within their bar, and then get that down on paper, identify how much bar revenue they would need to receive for each one of these pieces of inventory, based on a draft taking 3 or 4 hours. Well, you do want to make sure that they have a prepaid credit amount and that your profit is secured on the front end. Most of the time, these groups do stay and indulge in food and beverage beyond their initial credit amount, and that's part of the benefit of our program. But once you do have the pricing structure in place and you package that together with what we call the Draft Party USA experience, our jumbo draft board with player stickers, our party beads, our team owner draft kits. We provide individual handbooks for each member of the draft, offering some strategy advice along with some tips and ideas for different league rules, some traditions and things to make your draft more fun, some drinking games, being that you are having your event in a bar location. And it just really adds to the overall experience and keeps the draft on track and organized and everything it can be. Once they have that in place, you have your packages, you can get that together and start advertising it to your existing base. However it is that the bars are currently working with their customers, whether that be through their social media pages, through their web page, at the location with posters at the entrance or table tents on the bar and on the tables. You know, when we work with a client, being a bar, we really try to identify what's working for them and springboard off of that and really, you know, get the program out there to the people who would be interested and give them an easy way to make the reservation and plan their event. That's pretty much the roadmap. And then they get into the reservation process and the execution of the event, and that'll do it for you.
I'm sure that those listening in are anxious to get this thing rolling. Today we're joined by Frank Cortell, the president of Draft Party USA, which helps bar owners plan successful fantasy draft parties here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're now streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Frank, how should bar owners promote their draft party options to customers? What's your advice there?
Well, I think, you know, whatever's working for them currently is probably going to be their best method of reaching out to their existing customer base. You know, when you get into local markets, it's probably going to be more of your customer base that is responding to these ads and making the reservations with you. By being part of a national network, a directory like Draft Party USA, you're also going to be exposed to some people who might just be searching the internet and looking for organic results, not from a venue or a biased result. You know, but really what it comes down to is creating a great package, you know, letting them see with that advertisement that you understand how important the draft is and that there's an attention to detail that, you know, you're not just going to have a table ready for them and they're on their own to pull out their laptops and do what they're going to do. You're going to have a reserved draft area that's going to be decorated with balloons. It's going to have a large draft board that's going to have a setup at every seat. You know, we go so far as to find out in our 7-day questionnaire prior to their arrival, we're even going to find out the team names, the draft order, if they have keepers in their league. And we're going to work with the bar staff to have all that pre-populated so when the group arrives, the event is really customized and prepared for them specifically. So there's a lot of advantages, you know, and the more you can communicate that in the advertisement and just kind of open the door that we are a fantasy-friendly establishment, and once your employees understand the packages and the program and they can talk about it, it can really generate some buzz and get people excited.
Any tips on how bar owners can make their event run smoothly? Anything that comes to mind there?
Yes. When it comes to the event execution, you know, the first and foremost thing with a draft party is wireless internet access. These groups need Wi-Fi in order to access their online research and stats and database and sometimes even their league management tool to run the draft. So, you know, we're always looking at doing testing, you know, the day before, the week before. We have locations that even install a secondary or a backup wireless internet network in cases where they're going to have multiple drafts and 40 or 50 people accessing the internet at the same time. So, you know, nothing's going to shoot down a draft party and ruin someone's experience like not being able to have the draft. You know, really just being organized, being friendly and ready for them. And, you know, we do provide all the supplies they need. We send a pre-season supply kit with actual stands to hold the draft boards up and all the equipment they would need, clips and ties and instructions and manuals about how to operate the various components of the program. And then they would also get a package kit for each individual draft, and the bar owner would receive that the week before the event. And again, with that, they would have everything they would need to execute the event on game day. We'll have a point of contact, so Draft Party USA will be in contact with an assigned representative from the bar. So we provide support on the spot during the events, but it is the bar staff and those people on the site that are going to deal with the customer and engage with them when they arrive and make sure they have a great experience.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for those looking to utilize Draft Party USA at their location for fantasy draft parties?
Yeah, I think, you know, the last tips would be to consider, you know, destination draft party. What we're really doing is focusing on the 32 NFL cities, as well as destination cities like Las Vegas and a couple others here. I think we have a great deal to offer on our website. It's www.draftparty.us. And we also sell our draft party in a box if you're going to do a home event, or possibly if you have your own rental home or luxury suite that you're going to host a private event. You can order our draft party in a box, and it comes with the draft kits and the jumbo draft board and everything you need to do it yourself and keep it upscale and make it a great time.
Certainly sounds fun. Frank, thanks so much for this information and for joining us here today. Certainly wish you all the best, and have a great NFL season coming up. And hope to have you back with us here in the future on Enterprise Radio.
Will do. Thank you, Derek.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Frank Corto, the president of Draft Party USA, which helps bar owners plan successful fantasy draft parties, even if they don't have the time or experience to do so. And for more information and to order your packet today, visit draftparty.us. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.